The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On this Monday of Thanksgiving week, on our guest line, Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Man, I'm doing well this morning. How about yourself?
I am wonderful. A short week, but there's a lot to cram into these 3 days before we head to Turkey Day. Pretty busy weekend, as we heard, first off on Friday, Merrick Garland appointing a special counsel to investigate President Trump. Over the weekend, a lot of the talking heads on the Sunday shows yesterday, of course, we learned that that House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, assuming that he becomes Speaker, he's going to take a few of the Democrats off of their committee assignments. It's going to get interesting, isn't it?
No doubt about it. But, you know, as we talked about before, elections have consequences. Now this one, at least nationally speaking, was a whole lot closer than we would have liked to have seen it be, no doubt about it. But, you know, as you point out, we've got enough votes to have control of the House now. That means that McCarthy gets the gavel. That means that McCarthy appoints committees. And same thing the Democrats have done to us, you know, the turnabout's fair play. There are going to be some Democrats who will lose their committee assignments. In all these committees, but especially some of them that should be a little bit more high profile, you're going to have, key conservative Republicans who are going to have the gavel. Think about, say, for instance, House Oversight Committee, a lot of hearings that need to be conducted on things that have been done in the Biden administration, from, you know, Afghanistan, that disastrous pullout, to, the over the top measures the administration has done in terms of COVID response and so forth. So, a lot to do. And again, elections have consequences.
Yep. And look, we know how Nancy Pelosi has used the power of the office of the speaker. And so, hey, it's our turn.
That's right. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Again, it's let's put it this way. If that wasn't going to happen, then you would have a lot of Republicans around the country who would be rightly upset.
Yep. Let's talk a minute about this special a counsel, Jack Smith, that Merrick Garland appointed on Friday. Did that surprise you, or were you kind of expecting that to happen?
Well, in terms of the timing, not necessarily expecting that to happen then, but it doesn't surprise me that it did happen. I mean, you know, this is an administration who has done everything that they can to change the subject. It was, as we've seen all throughout last year, trying to get people focused or not focused on the economy or on inflation, et cetera. And, you know, in so many places, wherever they could, they tried to make former President Trump into an issue. They're continuing to do that again. That's what this is about. This is not about, the lack of the, the Justice Department's ability to do anything that they think they need to do, rightly or wrongly, but appointing a special counsel raises the visibility of the issue, and that's what this is all about.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting comments that former Vice President Mike Pence made on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday when he said what I believe is that, you know, there were a lot of ways that the Department of Justice could have handled those documents if they, in fact, were that important to them. And, you know, once again, Mike Pence, who could potentially be in a Republican primary with Donald Trump, defending his former boss, saying that that they should have tried a little harder if they wanted those documents.
Exactly. I mean, you know, and it was not as if there was a lack of knowledge on the Justice Department's part or the Department of Archives part about where certain documents were, because we know it's been documented that they had already gone down there on at least one occasion maybe more, and had conversations about those documents and what was there, and then, you know, what they thought potentially needed to be sent permanently back to the archives, et cetera. They had understanding between themselves in terms of where they needed, how they needed to be kept, maybe even be kept in a more secure room, the type of lock they were putting on the door. You know, it's all this. It's not as if, hey, we suddenly decided that, you know, Trump's got something we don't know about. You know, they knew about this. And then they decided at, you know, an advantageous time, at least they thought politically, to make an issue out of it.
All right, let's switch gears for a moment here. Of course, you know, we've got Thanksgiving coming up, and then we have to focus on Georgia. December the 6th, we got to push Herschel across the finish line.
Absolutely. And by the way, before I forget to mention it, you need to go to scgop.com/Georgia runoff, scgop.com/Georgia runoff. So you can go there. You can sign up to help out. There's a lot of ways that you can help out. You know, they're looking for people who may even want to go be poll watchers in Georgia. That's legal for folks from other states to be poll watchers there. If you sign up and you're sponsored by the campaign and the party there. All the way down to going to Georgia to knock doors. They're looking for door knockers. If you want to go do a weekend or a day or longer, we'll help make that happen. More importantly, though, for most people probably in South Carolina, is making phone calls. You can go to that link, sign up, volunteer to make phone calls. We get you plugged in with the folks with the campaign there and with the app so that you're calling targeted voters in Georgia from the comfort of your home right here in South Carolina to make sure that those Republicans turn out and vote. And in addition, even helping to send targeted text messages, again, based off the database that we have for those targeted folks that we need to turn out. So the bottom line is it is a voter turnout game. We turn out the most votes, we win. It's not complicated, but we need more volunteer manpower to help make that happen.
Yep, and you're right. There's so many things that we can do here in South Carolina. You mentioned door knocking. I had Parker Malfrus call in the other day. You know, just a great group of teenage Republicans wanting to be involved. Mm-hmm. They're going to travel down along with some of the upstate Republican women. And I forget the date, but they're going to go down and spend the day in the Atlanta area knocking on doors. There's so many ways that you can help, even if you don't live in Georgia. And of course, it, as we've mentioned many times in the past, it takes money to run these campaigns. And so, a donation to Herschel Walker's campaign would be much appreciated as well. But, you know, bottom line is we got to focus. We got to make sure that we win this one, right?
Absolutely. I mean, this is about getting us, quite frankly, and unfortunately, I hate to say that, but it's still yet important, and that is to get us at least back to where we were before this election started. If we drop this race, if we don't win, we're down one Senate seat from where we were before Election Day. This helps us keep serve, so to speak, and quite frankly, unfortunately for Democrats, would potentially keep Joe Manchin in sort of the driver's seat about, you know, what kind of craziness can actually get done in the Senate. And, you know, possibly even get the man to even think about switching parties. He is up for re-election in 2 years. But the bottom line is we have to win, and that means we need voter contact. Voter contact wins elections. So go to scgop.com/Georgia runoff today and sign up.
Yep. Lots of opportunities for you to be involved, and you have to be involved. I think I mentioned to you we're working on going over and doing the show on that Monday before probably in Toccoa. We haven't worked out all the details yet, but we'll probably be in Toccoa. All right, one final question for you, Mr. Chairman. Of course, Twitter reinstated Donald Trump over the weekend. What do you now? He has sort of hinted and said he's just going to stick with Truth Social. You think he's going to get active on Twitter again?
You know, how active, I don't know. But, I mean, look, anytime you're given a microphone, a megaphone with that many people following a particular account, at some point you're going to want to use it. And I forget, I want to say maybe it was 70 million plus, give or take, followers that he had on Twitter. And again, you don't lay that aside and never pick it up. So I fully expect he'll pick it up at some point.
Yeah, 87.3 million. I'm looking at it right now. It's hard to ignore those. And you know, I've had a lot of listeners this morning say, "Well, you know, he could promote Truth Social on Twitter."
Well, he could, and look, I fully expect that he will.
Yes. Yes. Chairman Drew McKissick, always good to talk to you. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll catch up next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.